This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles, and this week we're featuring staff members here at NPR Illinois so you can get to know the people behind the scenes. We're really happy to have with us our graduate development coordinator, Judah White. Judah, welcome to Community Voices.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here. My name is Judah White, and I am the developmental coordinator here. I am the GPSI intern enrolled here at NPR Illinois, and I am so far loving my role here.
We'll get into that a little bit to find out what you're doing. First of all, are you from the area or where were you born?
Originally, I am from Chicago, Illinois. That's where I've grown up my entire life. I moved out here solely for the purpose of going to graduate school and to get into the GPSI program. And I'm more than happy to be working at a place that I actively listened to growing up in high school. I discovered NPR Illinois when I was 16. Funny enough, I actually found out about NPR through a TV show that I watched when I was in high school. I wanted to do more research on it because I was always so interested in the news. I grew up with my parents and my grandparents, and they both watched the news every morning and every night before bed, and I would watch it with them. It just made me so engrossed in the news, and now I'm glad to finally be working at some capacity with local news.
That first time you heard NPR, what was it that you heard that brought you in?
The first time I ever heard something from NPR, it was All Things Considered. I really liked the segment of All Things Considered. I remember also hearing Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, such a fun show, and of course, Morning Edition.
You mentioned GPSI. For folks who don't know, that's Graduate Public Service Intern. UIS offers that program to folks to get a master's degree. How did you discover it, and why did you decide to pursue that?
I actually discovered it through a job fair at my undergraduate, Western Illinois University. They have a job fair once a semester every school year in the fall and the spring. One of the representatives from the GPSI program, his name is Zachary, he was there at my alma mater, my undergraduate school, and he told me a lot about the program, and it really caught my eye, really caught my attention. From that day forward, I applied. The rest is history. Here I am.
Being from Chicago, how did you enjoy your experience in Macomb?
Macomb, it pales in comparison to Chicago. It's such a small town. It's people that go to school there, they all say it's 10 minutes wide. It really is. You drive for too long in Macomb, you're no longer in Macomb. It's like in Chicago, you can drive for hours and hours and just be leaving Chicago. It's a big step down from the big city life.
There's a lot of cultural changes and stuff. I remember being out at my family's farm not far from Macomb for a while. That would be the big city to go to. I grew up in Chicago too. And so visiting the farm, it was like, oh, I'd really like to go to Macomb. There's a little more activity. It is a change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying Springfield?
Oh, I'm very much enjoying Springfield. Springfield really reminds me of the South Chicago suburbs with how big it is and how many surrounding cities it has. And there's just as much to do here as there is back home. It kind of reminds me of my little corner of home. I feel just at home as I do here, as I would be back in my parents' home.
You mentioned the South suburbs. Did you live down that way for a while?
I've grown up in the South suburbs since I was 7 years old. I grew up in the inner city until I was about 7 years old. My parents, they raised me and my sister in the city, but they didn't want to raise my little brother in the city. They moved us out to the suburbs 2 or 3 months before he was born.
Which suburb?
The suburb I grew up in was a little suburb called Richton Park, Illinois.
I know Richton Park, Rich Central and Rich South. It's not too far away, Rich East. I grew up in Glenwood down in the South suburbs.
It's not too far away.
Nice to meet another South Suburban. And now Springfieldian. As you are working this job currently, what are you doing so folks have a better sense of what you do here at the station?
My main role is I help out our head of development, Kate McKenzie, in everything that she does. I make graphics for Facebook. I make flyers that need to go up. I make greeting cards, write thank you letters. I record promos. I do everything that she does. I'd help her move her workload along.
That's invaluable these days. There used to be a lot more support in businesses. A lot of that's gotten pulled down. So anytime we can get help, somebody to, hey, I've got to work on this. Can you help with this part? Is really helpful. And you've done a great job. People have probably seen some of your art that has been sent out either through social media or through our newsletter for the drive that's going on when those happen.
Yes. And I really love that I'm able to put my art out there, because I used to make flyers of things, but I never really posted them. I would just make them just to make them. And now that I'm actually getting to post the stuff I'm making, and I'm also getting to be a bit more creative with what I'm doing, even though there are some restrictions, because it has to look professional, of course. I also get some creative freedom to do what I would think look good on a Facebook post, something that would catch someone's eye and say, oh, I want to find out more about that.
What inspirations do you have for your art?
My main inspiration is my older cousin. She was a very artistic person. She passed away about a year or two ago. She was a big inspiration to me. She was real artistic, and she was also a person that had a work ethic of she was going to get it no matter what she had to do, and she wouldn't let anybody get in her way and stop her. But that was my main inspiration for my art.
Did you major in art, or what did you major in at Western?
At Western, I majored in sociology, and I minored in law enforcement and criminal justice. I didn't major in any sort of art, but I have a very good friend. His name is Gino Wheeler. He didn't major in art, but he is a very, very, very good artist. He knows how to draw. He knows how to paint. He taught me how to use Canva, which is what I use on a day-to-day basis to make all the graphics you see on Facebook, all the flyers you see, the thank you letters, things like that. I just really want to thank him for showing me that, teaching me that, because otherwise I would not have known how to use Canva to its fullest potential. That's where I learned how to really do a lot of the art that I do.
You mentioned law enforcement. Macomb's got a great program in that, my understanding is.
Yes, it does.
What were you thinking there?
Eventually, down the line, after I get the degree I'm working on currently, which is my master's in communications and media studies, I want to enroll in law school and I want to become a lawyer for juvenile delinquents, because a lot of juveniles don't seem to have good role models to look forward to. And I want to be a good role model that people can look towards, or somebody they can come to for advice if they don't have anyone else in their life, or if all they have in their life are bad influences or people that are just encouraging their bad behavior. One good influence can change someone's life. That's what I believe.
That's huge. Have you checked out Big Brothers, Big Sisters, things like that?
You know, I haven't, but when I was in Macomb, I was a part of this organization called the Preeminent Gentleman Society. One of our main goals was to get the incoming freshmen and mentor them so they can see positive role models that are in school, getting their degrees, and still able to have fun and be a college student, but at the same time, prioritize our studies and not come to school just to drop out after a semester.
What in particular in Springfield have you found to take advantage of so far, besides work?
I really focus on school and work. I haven't really gone out too much. I am kind of a shut-in. I'm someone who really just likes to do his work. I do like to go have fun, of course. Time to time, you have to take a load off. Everyone needs to unwind some R&R from here and there. Main thing I like to do is go out to eat. I like to find new restaurants that aren't in Chicago. The first time I came here, I kept hearing about a horseshoe. I had no idea what it was until everybody kept telling me the best place to go for a horseshoe here, the best kind of horseshoe to get. So I went and tried a horseshoe. It was great. I liked it.
What'd you find? Did you find one you really like better than the others?
I'll say out of the two I had, they both tasted sort of the same, but they were both really, really good. I would definitely have another horseshoe again, but that's something that I would have to treat myself to every once in a while.
Some people try it once and that's enough. It's sort of rich.
Yeah.
You said you like to stay in occasionally. When you're recharging, what do you like to do besides work?
When I'm recharging, what I really do, I like to game. I like to write, like journal, because it's very good for me to get my thoughts out, because that way I can learn how to process my emotions instead of bottling them up. I also like to cook. I'm not a very avid cook, but my girlfriend, she's a great cook. So she's been showing me different meals that are easier to make. She's been teaching me how to cook. And I did grow up with both my parents knowing how to cook, but the only skill I picked up was learning how to grill for my mother. Everything else, I never had it. I never had the skills of learning how to cook.
Just enjoyed the end result, right?
Yes.
That's great. If the future turned out to the best possible way you could see, what does that look like to you?
The best possible outcome currently for me would be, of course, to go to law school, gain my law degree, become a ICE's attorney for juvenile delinquents. I want to be a defense attorney because I want to keep people out of jail. It's easier to keep people out of jail than to put them in. Another goal I'm striving for is financial stability. I've been working towards that little by little every day. The perfect future for me would be, yeah, to be financially stable, to have my dream career, and I also living it up with my girlfriend. That's it.
That sounds pretty good. You mentioned that area of juvenile delinquency and helping people out. Have you checked out the Illinois Innocence Project at all while you've been here?
I have checked out the Innocence Project. I actually signed up for their newsletter. I get a daily text message from them, and I think the Innocence Project is a very, very, very good thing. There are a lot of people sitting in jail, either awaiting a trial or sitting in jail for something they didn't do. But at the time, the circumstances led to them being blamed for it. And I think the Innocence Project, their mission is a very noble one and is very needed.
We're both in the Center for State Policy and Leadership together, NPR Illinois and the Illinois Innocence, to see who they've been able to help, who they've been able to exonerate. Inspiring and amazing to see people who have spent often years behind bars when they weren't the ones who did what they're convicted of. We're speaking with Judah White. Judah is NPR Illinois' graduate development coordinator. He works with Kate McKenzie in the development office, helps do a lot of art for graphics and things for our fund drive. What else would you like to do while you're here?
Honestly, I would like to put myself out there a bit more. I can be a bit shy when I first step into a role that I gained or going out and talking to people that I've never met before. I do want to learn how to put myself out there more because I tend to be reserved and keep to myself. I have like a small, close-knit circle of friends. I do want to just reach out more or be more active in my community.
We hope to be able to provide those opportunities to you. We're really happy to have you here at the station helping us out, Judah. How would you like to be remembered for your time here in Springfield?
I really would just like to be remembered as thought-provoking. I do want to be remembered as someone who really put in a lot of effort and a lot of work and someone who shows that he cared about his community of Springfield through NPR Illinois, because NPR Illinois is something that I care deeply about. It could be seen in all the work I do for NPR Illinois. Yeah, I just want to be known as someone who really cared about the Springfield community.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. And I think we all are a benefit from so many folks' contributions to the station, including yours. Still thinking about the area that you want to go into in helping out legally others. Have you heard the program specials we've had here called Prison Cast?
I haven't.
You should check those out. They're pretty interesting. WBEZ in Chicago with all the other stations in the state, including NPR Illinois, partner to put together what is basically a couple talk programs for people who are incarcerated. They may have actually done something that's not cool, but they also are doing different things that are of interest. One of the more recent ones, they produced a play. It is interesting to see how life goes on for those who a lot of times we don't think about too much behind bars.
Right. It does sound interesting. I think I will check that out.
You can find that at nprillinois.org. Again, we're talking with Judah White. Judah is a graduate student here at UIS and is working at NPR Illinois in the development department. We are so happy to have him here. If you talk about listening to NPR and you mentioned a couple of the programs, do you have a favorite program on the station?
My favorite is, I would put it between State Week, because I love being informed on politics. I am very into politics, but I wouldn't say I'm very politically leaning towards any side. I just like to stay informed about the policies people are making, the different politicians that are running, the elections that are going on. I think it's important that everyone knows what's going on around them, especially within the political sphere, because the actions of these politicians affect us every day. Whether you realize it or not, whether you care or not, whether you like them or not, the things that they do in their daily lives affects everyone in this country. And I think being informed on that is a very, very good thing.
It's one of our main missions here is to make sure everybody is informed. So I'm glad you're finding benefit from that, too. Last question as we wrap up, what advice would you give to others?
A lot of advice I would give to others is to be kind. There's a lot of people in the world that just aren't the nicest people, and you never know what someone is going through. You saying hello to them, or you saying, oh, I like your shirt, I like your outfit, I like your shoes, that may have made their day. Like, they may have been having a very, very bad day, and that one compliment you gave them, you wouldn't even think about it, but to them, it just made their whole day. Another piece of advice I would always give to everyone is to do everything to the fullest extent that you can. I wouldn't ever advise anyone to give 50%, always give 110%.
Judah White, appreciate you joining us here on Community Voices. Any last thing you want to leave us with?
Yes. We are currently in the 2025 year-end fund drive. To anyone listening, if you have never donated, please consider donating today at nprillinois.org. Click the red donate button and give today.
Couldn't say it better myself. Thank you so much for joining us on Community Voices and being here to help us out at NPR Illinois.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Community Voices is happy to celebrate 5 years of helping us get to know our neighbors and shedding light on events we may have missed. Community Voices started in 2020 as a vision to respond to the pandemic and the need to get to talk with each other more. We've continued that for 5 years with a variety of tremendous guests coming in. Thanks for being part of the first 5 years of Community Voices.